Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Josh Rose, and this devotional is written for one of the lesser-known days of Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter. And this devotional is called Spy Wednesday because today is known as Spy Wednesday. Oh, yes, there is an International Spy Day, and that day is upon us. A day like this may conjure up all sorts of ideas about espionage and international intrigue. You may think that celebrating such a day would involve watching 007 or Mission Impossible movies all day. If so, then you're actually sort of on the right track, even if your movie choice is a little cliche. The fact is that the word spy in Spy Wednesday means just what you think it means. It isn't some secretive Latin or Greek word that has a deeper meaning. However, the type of spy that is commemorated on this day is not the kind of spy that anyone would ever aspire to become. This is the day that the church has traditionally remembered that Judas chose to double-cross Jesus and began looking for a good opportunity to betray him, as Matthew 26 tells us. Or this is the day when Judas became a spy for the religious leaders of his day. Now, why would we commemorate this day? Why would we want to remember that Judas was a spy? Let me give you a hint. It isn't out of a sense of celebration that we remember this day. Instead, we need to remember this day out of an honest sense of self-reflection and humility, because while none of us want to be like Judas, all of us are just one bad decision away from something that we would equally regret. Judas always gets a bad rap in a sense, mostly because he deserves it, but you have to remember that these few days leading up to Easter were not good days for followers of Jesus. Judas may have done the worst of them all. He may have been the worst, but Peter wasn't really that much better. Like we've learned this week, he got rebuked by Jesus. He was called Satan. And then, a few days later, he denied Jesus three times. Let's also not forget that the other 10 disciples weren't exactly heroes. None of them were willing to show their face after Jesus died. This was definitely a low moment in the history of Jesus' following. We need to remember Spy Wednesday to remember that we aren't much better than these. This is a good day to ask yourself the question, where in my life do I act like, well, a spy, like a traitor, like a double-crosser? This is a great day to confess your lack of trust in God's plan and to cry out to Jesus with the words of Scripture, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." I think that's a great prayer. It's right out of Mark 9:24. "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." The journey of these original disciples is our journey. Let's not forget. And so, let's remember on this Spy Day. May God bless you, and have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.